MedPod.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
You call this a party? The beer is warm, the women are cold, and I'm hot under the collar.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
And let's not kid ourselves about this. I believe very sincerely and deeply in LSD as a sacrament and the psychedelic way of life. The chances are that I'm wrong, because as a visionary prophet, you know, it's 1 out of 100 that you're right and 99 out of 100 that you're a nut. That's the chance of the game, but history will tell.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. What would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
The only way to get the ratings up is if the shows were steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I gonna make it any steamier?
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel is layers. Cook up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you, just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes I am.
Plastic
strawberries.
What?
今日こそフェンスで。
違う無心感覚まるで脳天カウントスタイルドライバーグッとくるリアルなやつアイスとガイラー腐った情報の異常な混雑無敵貴重な音楽届けるドラゴンラッシュプラスラッパカリアマジック一般ないかし飛ばすぜよまたなしだ俺の辞書にはない限界21世紀目前奇跡起こす天才進化遂げた究極のジャパニーズラッキーかなりうまくよ語り繋ぐさらに深先人は超高回転かつてない衝撃与える俺らの東海でザ・決戦だ欠点が一つもないメッセージャー狙うは当然ジェピンこの大地震の音楽お前の困りの絶望だ心に響く凄まじい爆発の終わりよりも腹が立つなるぞこの大地震の音楽お前の困りの絶望だ心に響く凄まじい爆発の終わりよりも壁はなくなるぞ俺のやってるのはラブ隠すは7角和訳する必要はなく余る日本語を直に怒鳴る本物を送りそこらの偽物が効いたなら直視冗談で生きてるわけじゃねえから聞いてる最王と外交本武器に会場の最高峰待てのラス網膜じゃなく鼓膜に訴えかける音楽を創作ゴージャスにインフにフロートの不動の真髄一二三四ヒッピーいい感じにするため努力をしまずノーチョーク一日を余力残すことなく乗り切りたとえ進路も破壊し破壊し蘇り進む我が道朝から河原湾に目を通す山田マンの男の魂込めたかったに絵に描いた球チラシ爆弾絵に描いた球 MC ラッパガリア天井限界ねハウス壊すバリア基礎限界のマウスカオス蹴散らせいきます飛ばすか発火するミュージックシーンにマウス手を取った俺ら最強とかす弁取ったら今戦況焦がすネオヒューポップ大将ガリアにサンドゲットも揺るがすアンデルグランド日本全土巻き込むボード起こし持ち上げるぜオーバーグラウンド先駆者が気づいた音楽の土台役者は揃った格好の舞台特攻隊長無邪道なしよ次なる革命目指して進め今の帰り心の音楽お前の困り独占スコンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発の終わりよりの壁はなくなるぞ今の帰り心の音楽お前の困り独占スコンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発の終わりよりの壁はなくなるぞ
Once again,
日本を変える真の音楽賞お前の困り直接コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発の終わりよりも壁はなくなるぞ日本を変える真の音楽賞お前の困り直接コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発の終わりよりも壁はなくなるぞ
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right! It's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. And tonight, we are having a special new DJ training session with Jim and Mariah. Welcome.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Great to have you here. And why don't we start off by introducing yourselves and saying a little bit. Mariah, why don't you tell us what you're going to be doing on your show?
Hello, everybody. And so, hello, my name's Mariah. And I actually had a radio show of my own called Paranormal Playground Sounds, which I'll probably keep the name. But I am a psychic medium, and I do live readings over the air. But not only that, I communicate with legendary musicians who've crossed over. So I talk about their spirits. I play their music. I talk, but I go in, and this is about spirit world through sound. So I give another spin on what the spirit world of mediumship is through music and creativity. It's a side that most people don't get to see, and I give it here, Paranormal Playground. sounds, and we'll have guided meditations, and it's all about, you know, the unseen world through sound, and I'm really excited to share this world with everybody.
Very good. It certainly sounds like the kind of programming you won't find on, like, a commercial radio station.
Definitely not.
And you, Jim, you're also doing something that we wouldn't hear on, like, WZLX or one of the,
no,
the other stations.
You won't. I'm not a medium, but I'm kind of a mediocre psychotic. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play Rare Soul. It's rare and well done. So I've been a record collector now for 35 years, and I have a huge collection sitting at home, and I want to share it with people that want to listen to soul music.
Excellent.
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, doesn't matter, modern stuff that comes out on the Crown label, those new labels that are issuing classic-sounding soul.
So
that's what I intend
deep.
To play.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
I'm gonna go
great.
Deep. I'm going to go deep.
Great. So we started off the show with a Japanese band, Dragon Ash, because we always start off a Plastic Sushi sound collage with some Japanese music. And then we go genre jumping. And, well, so one thing that I do want to start off the show on a bit of a somber note is with a public service message that's quite serious. On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School, which is on Powder House Boulevard, just two blocks away from us here at Tufts University. And police don't know if the driver was drinking or texting, because after fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, they immediately drove away without stopping.
And you know what? He went back to wherever he lives. I think it's in Watertown, and replaced the
Norwood,
grill.
Norwood, yes.
Norwood. Replaced the grill on his vehicle. Was found, was arrested, and he's been released on some kind of recognizance, which kind of surprises me.
It's what happened was an incredible tragedy, and even though walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when you're crossing streets. So even if you have the walk light or another clear right of way, like you're in the crosswalk with all the big yellow signs that say pedestrians have the right of way, well, you know what? Impaired and distracted drivers are on the roads everywhere. And it's critical, absolutely critical, to realize that some people really just don't care that much at all about your life. And in fact, they wouldn't even stop if they hit you, as that man didn't for Allison Donovan.
I don't know how he can live with himself. I just don't.
This has been a potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Community Radio. And I just came before the show from the memorial that we had exactly 1 week after she was killed at 7:15 p.m. last Friday, February 8th. And it was a very, very somber thing.
Sorry for your loss.
So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with actually about a 40-minute set here, as Jim and Mariah and I take care of some business here, learning some things. And we'll be back, and then we'll have Jim and Mariah get on the air with playing some of their music.
Woohoo!
But let's get things going with another Japanese band. This is Denki Groove. And Dareda, the Kagami remix, here on WMFO in Medford.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Oh, Lord, how much, baby? Number nine, 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 number nine. Number nine.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what?
What? Oh. Maybe even then, exposure is something that's so difficult to bear.
From the Shemel. At the entrance to the Khalifa's palace, there was a garden full of fountains and flowers. It was here that a certain Ishaiwi used to come each day to sit under a fig tree. He would set his basket down and take from it a sheepskin, which he always carried with him. Then he would spread out the sheepskin and sit on it. In the basket, he also had charcoal, a teapot, and a bowl of majun. He would place three stones in such a way that there was room between them to make a fire, set the teapot on top, and wait for the water to boil. Any day you could see him sitting there in the garden on the sheepskin. He had no work, but he had many friends who kept him alive with small sums of money, which they gave him from time to time. It became known that the Khalifa was suffering from an abscess in a private part of his body, and that as a result he could not sit down. The best doctors had been called, but they were not able to help him. The reason for this was that the Khalifa, being ashamed, would not let them examine the abscess. He called in holy men and tolba, who chanted the Quran for him, but the pain went on. The Nshaiwi heard about the Khalifa's difficulties, and straightway he went to the garden and began to eat majun. He ate more than usual that day and smoked a great deal of keef as well. All the while he was thinking about the Khalifa. When he was feeling happy, he lay back in the shade of the fig tree and said to himself, "I think I can cure him." Soon he rose, folded his sheepskin, put his pipe and teapot and bowl of majun into the basket, and went to knock at the Khalifa's gate. A Sudanese opened it and asked him what he wanted. "I'm a doctor," he said. "Where are you from?" said the black man, looking at his ragged robes. "We've had all the doctors in the country." "I'm from the Shemel," he told him. "I've got medicines that will make anybody feel better, no matter how sick he is." "Wait," said the black man, "I'll be back in a while." The Sudanese went into his master's chamber and told him that a tabib had arrived from the Shemel. The Khalifa was lying on his belly. He raised his head a little and sighed. "Bring him in," he said. The servant went to the gate. "Come with me," he told the Nshaiwi. In the chamber, the Nshaiwi saw the Khalifa lying face down on the bed. "Bring plenty of honey and hot tea," he told the black man, and he sat down on the bed beside the Khalifa. When the servant returned with the tea and honey, then Shaibi took out his bowl and scooped up a large ball of majun, which he handed to the Khalifa. First eat this, he told him, and drink the tea afterward. The Khalifa did as he was told, and then Shaibi kept giving him more tea to drink. When an hour had passed, and then Shaibi saw that the majun had taken effect, he sent the servant out of the room and stood up. "This is the moment for the medicine," he said. He reached down, pulled off the Khalifa's chemir, leaving his buttocks uncovered. The Khalifa did not even notice. Then Shaibi anointed his sex with honey and thrust it with great force into the Khalifa. The Khalifa uttered a scream and tried to throw then Shaibi off, but he did not have the strength. After that, he was quiet while the Inshaiwi worked. "The operation is almost over, Your Excellency," said the Inshaiwi. He finished and withdrew his sex, very much pleased. The abscess had burst, and he summoned the black man and told him to bring towels and clean his master. Meanwhile, the Khalifa, who had been in pain for a long time, was so relieved by the bursting of the abscess that he fell asleep. Seeing this, then Shaibi unrolled his sheepskin and lay down on it at the foot of the bed. In the morning, when he awoke, he found the Khalifa still sleeping. The Khalifa awoke shortly afterward, and the Shaibi helped him out of bed. "I have no more pain," said the Khalifa. "Alhamdulillah," said the Shaibi. Together, they went into the Khalifa's bathing chambers. After the servants had poured water on them and gone out, the Khalifa said, "Last night when you operated on me, what did you use? A pole of some kind?" "Your Excellency, I used this." He pointed at his sex. "What?" cried the Khalifa. "But that means you assaulted me. You assaulted your Khalifa." "No, Your Excellency, I operated on you, nothing more." "Good," said the Khalifa, remembering that the Nchaiwi had indeed cured him. They came out of the hammam, and the Khalifa ordered a great festival to be given immediately. There were musicians and dancers, and the guests ate and drank tea for many hours. In the middle of the party, the Inshaiwi took out his bowl of majun and gave a spoonful to the Khalifa. Soon the Khalifa began to talk and laugh and sing, and the Inshaiwi knew that he was happy. He put everything into his basket and stood up. "I must leave, Your Excellency," he said. "How much do I owe you?" the Khalifa asked him. "Sidi, whatever you give me will be more than enough because it comes from you." "He's a great doctor," thought the Khalifa. He sent a servant for a pouch full of dinars and gave it to him. Then Shaibi thanked him and left. Then he went across the street and sat under the fig tree to smoke keef.
Yeah. Некоторые рыбы имеют специальные электрические органы, способные накапливать напряжение в десятки.
I'm Cory Doctorow of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. If you speak your mind in your blog or podcast, you need EFF. Protect your free speech rights at EFF.org.
Электрический сон, излучая биоэлектрические разряды,